This Mario.
Yeah, hey Mario, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee department.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, another day in paradise, man. Thank you for asking. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. We're finally getting some warm weather, so it's good.
Right. That's good to hear. So the reason I was calling you is you qualify for a platform called Google Guaranteed. And it'd be a really, like, I wanted to go over, like, the difference between Google Guarantee, Google Ads with you, like, how it can assist, right? Is this a good time now to go through that, or did you want to schedule an appointment?
No, I'm good now, man. I am driving, so I might lose you going through one of these canyons, but I should be
okay.
Good here for a bit.
So what I'm going to do, just in case you lose me, right, I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct line and extension. That way you have it.
Okay.
And then I'll go through the details. So have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you know how it works?
I don't know how it works. I have heard of it, but I don't know a lot about it.
Okay. And I'll tell you this. A lot of companies don't know a lot about it. It's a newer platform. It launched 4 years ago. But, you know, Google doesn't really, like, advertise it. So a lot of companies don't know about it, so it's not overly saturated, you know? But what it is, just so we're on the same page, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. And the benefit of these leads, okay, is for one, they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it's coming through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why we have such a high retention rate on it and why it's becoming popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, you're not just paying when you get a call. When they call you, if you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule a time to go out, or if you quote them over the phone, if you go over pricing, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, you're automatically not charged. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a home advisor type deal.
Way better though. So home advisor will send the lead to like 4 or 5 companies, and you call the lead and you're charged regardless. You could try to manually dispute, but it's like pulling teeth to be able to do it. With Google Guaranteed, it has an automatic dispute system. It has an AI basically listening to the call, so you don't have to spend your day disputing leads. It's automatically done for you. Okay, and you're not sharing the lead because they're picking and calling you directly from the Google Guaranteed section. Does that make sense?
Gotcha, yeah, okay.
Okay, now you qualify for 2 different categories I pulled up, okay? The electrician vertical. A vertical just means category, and the HVAC vertical. Now, I know you've been pushing AC stuff lately, right? That's what it looks like?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. The electrician vertical, though, the cost per lead is really good. It's $14.67 per qualified lead in that electrician vertical. For the HVAC vertical, the cost per qualified lead for that one is at $68 per lead.
Okay.
Now, Google does require a minimum budget. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, but the minimum I'm required to go over with you, let me tell you on the HVAC vertical first. So the minimum budget requirement for HVAC would be at $884. That's for 13 leads. Okay. Now, okay. The way your lead budget works is it does roll over. So, to give you an example, let's say you do the minimum budget requirement at $884 for 13 leads, right? Just for the HVAC vertical. And you take on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The next month, you'll be charged $884 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say you take on, I'm just going to use one lead as an example, just to make the math easier on myself. Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your lead for whatever reason. Okay. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The next month, you're not charged $884. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $68. Okay, does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the electrician vertical, because it's $14.67 per lead, the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads on that one would be at $192. Okay? That's for 13 qualified electrician leads. Now, if you do both verticals, like if you do both categories at the same time, we don't add the minimum budgets together. We have to go off the highest minimum budget requirement, which in this case is obviously the HVAC category. But I'm going to tell you, when you do that, okay, 10 times out of 10, you have a rollover because the HVAC leads will be at $68 per lead, and then the electrician leads will be at $14.67 per lead. So it just won't add up to the $884. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you would have a roll, like, let's say you used $820, right? And you got, whatever, 10 electrician leads and however many HVAC leads, like whatever it is, right? The remaining budget would roll over to the next month, and you would only be charged the following month for the lead budget that you use. You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay, awesome. Now, whatever lead budget you set, right, we do not charge that until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process, okay? That's where we submit your license. For HVAC, there's not a specific licensing requirement, okay? For the electrician vertical, though, you need an electrician contractor registration. Already have yours pulled up. So you have the right license for it, okay?
Okay.
We would have to submit your insurance, and you would have to go through a background check. A background check be fine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a crew of guys, too, or is it just you? Assuming you have a crew,
no,
right?
I got a crew of guys, yeah.
Okay. What I'd recommend, I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here, okay, to kind of speed the approval process up. On your application, all you have to do is put zero field workers and one owner, and then they only do the background check on you, just to kind of speed it up, you know? And Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, you know? So, this is kind of a little workaround to get it done faster.
Okay.
All right, but background check.
All my
insurance,
guys is drug tested and background checked anyway, so that wouldn't be a problem either way.
Yeah, no, you can put them all on there if you want, but like if there's two companies that do it for Google, one's Evident, one's Pinkerton, right? If Evident's doing the background check, they're gonna require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So like you'll have to trigger that link to all your employees too, right? And then they have to upload their driver's license. So that's all I'm saying. Just to speed the process up, you could put zero field workers. But if you want to put them all on there, you absolutely can. 100%. Oh, I think I lost you, Mario. Mario, if you can hear me, I can't hear you. I'm going to send you over everything in writing, and I already sent you that text with my direct line, too. So look forward to speaking with you again.